Let us join the disciples of Jesus and pray. Lord, teach us to pray. And just as Jesus taught his disciples, he will teach us. Jesus was a man of prayer. From the beginning of his public ministry to the crucifixion, he prayed constantly. Whether alone or in public, whether privately or with a crowd, he showed them the importance of prayer. And prayer does not consist of memorizing some words and repeating them. Prayer consists of entering into a relationship with God, entering into God's kingdom. We pray in the Our Father, thy kingdom come into our lives, and we will live in that kingdom. We are invited to understand that in our prayer that Jesus teaches us, the simplest of prayers, we are told what we will be given. We will be given our daily bread, all that we need. We will be given forgiveness. We will be asked to forgive others. In entering into the kingdom of God, we choose to live in a new way where there is no division. In God's kingdom, there aren't groups and factions and varied opinions and people arguing and disagreeing and fighting. There's just unity. And our choosing to be in that kingdom by saying this simple prayer, the Our Father, is a great gift. Because it expresses, first of all, that we know God is here, now, with us. Every time we pray, we acknowledge God's presence with us and in us. And in that prayer, we allow ourselves to know God and God to know us in a much deeper and more important way. When we pray, it should not be to beg for things. It should be to change our disposition. The writer C.S. Lewis wrote these words, I pray because the need flows out of me all the time, waking and sleeping. It doesn't change God, it changes me. Even Jesus experienced that what you might ask for in prayer, you don't receive. When he's in the garden at the end of his life, he prays, Father, let this cup pass from me. But not my will, thy will be done. And he is not saved from that drinking of that chalice, from that suffering that he will do. When he teaches his followers the Our Father, he says to them, pray that you will not be put to the test. He doesn't want bad things to happen to us. He wants us to be saved from having to give our lives the way he had to give his life. But in all prayer, whether we have specifically something we ask for and we receive it or not, prayer that we persevere in, that we stay with, leads us to a surprise. We receive things we didn't even imagine, blessings we hadn't counted on. For God always answers prayer in a generous way and gives us what is best for us. You will have a chance many times in the coming days to take a moment of silence and say the Our Father. It is truly a moment where you ask God, as he is present with you, to allow you to experience his peace, his joy. See, we think if we have a plan and we tell God that plan and he does everything we want, then that's life working out. That's prayer working. But that isn't what prayer is. Prayer is us being changed by allowing ourselves to receive what God gives us and where God leads us. Who of us hasn't found that in our lives we suddenly are in a place we never expected to be? And in that place, we can find God present and find His blessings abundant for us to receive. Today we ask in our Mass the greatest prayer there is, that we may be grateful for all of God's blessings, not needy, not empty, not searching always for things that aren't going to make us happy, but understanding that in prayer God is available to us and satisfies our deepest desires. My brothers and sisters, during the coming days, take the opportunity when by yourself to pray. Allow yourselves a few moments of silence to experience that God is present with you and that He offers you the bread you need. He offers you forgiveness. He offers you His love and allows us to receive those gifts and share them with one another.